It's good to have you here this morning. I had a whole bunch of kids this morning. I guess they were the early risers. Well, I'm glad that you're here. Well, you remember over the last few weeks, I've been asking you to come with your favorite Bible story because the Word is so important, and since this is a children's sermon, you get to do the children's sermon. So, favorite Bible story. Did you remember? Did you remember to think of your favorite Bible story? What is it? Can you think of any? Can you think of a few? Okay. Pick one. The Easter story. So tell us the Easter story. You don't have to do the whole tritium, the whole, like, passion story. I mean, you could, but we don't have that much time. What happened at Easter?
Well, Jesus had died and he was buried, and two women, I believe.
Okay, depends on which gospel, but go ahead.
Went to his grave and they found that the boulder that had been covering the entrance was open.
Rolled away.
And
Wait, what was inside? Ghosts?
No.
Dogs?
No.
More disciples?
No.
What was inside?
Just wraps.
The wraps, yep. The clothes that were around Jesus when he died. When they buried him. And what else?
Angels?
There was an angel there. And what did the angel say? What angels always say?
Don't be afraid.
May Phobos, don't be afraid. And then what?
And then...
something else happened. Were they afraid? Yes, nobody listens to angels. And?
And
the angel said?
Jesus has risen.
He is not here. The one that you seek is not here. Holy smokes, literally. He was not there. Wow, what a great story. Where was Jesus? And on the third day, he rose again from the dead. And he ascended into
heaven.
Gosh, you know, the creed is an amazing thing. It teaches you all kinds of cool stuff. Yeah, Jesus had risen from the dead. He had not yet ascended. We get to that a little bit later on. But he was no longer there. The Easter story, thank you. Did she do a good job or what? I mean... it's one of my favorite stories, too. You've got your angels. You've got boulders getting rolled away. You have dead people. I mean, could it get any better than that? The Bible's full of all kinds of wonderful stories. That is maybe the most surprising one. All of the disciples, were they like having a party? They were thinking, oh, Jesus is dead, but we know he's going to rise again. It's all going to be great. Is that what they were doing? No, they were pretty sad, weren't they? Even though Jesus had told them over and over again, dudes, they're going to come and they're going to kill me and I'm going to die and on the third day I'm going to rise from the dead. Did they believe Jesus? No, absolutely not. It's just like when my mother told me she was going to get me a new bicycle. I didn't believe her either. And she didn't. Yeah, the disciples know how it works and they know that nobody rises from the dead. But then when the women go to the grave and the stone is rolled away, Jesus isn't there. And the angel says he has risen. He told the truth. And that's the Easter story that's our story too. It's why we're here and we have all of these people here, is that Jesus fulfilled Jesus promised that he would rise from the dead and come back. Great story. So next week, bring your favorite story. I'm always prepared with one, but you had a better... I had Zacchaeus going. Yeah. So here's the deal. If you can't think of a Bible story, talk to your parents. And if they say, well, I don't know any Bible stories, you can say, well, let's get out a Bible. And we could read it. It'd be amazing. But find a story for next week, because I already asked Pastor Angela if that would be okay. Find a story for next week and be ready to tell the story, because it's the most important thing we do is tell those stories. Let's pray. Gracious God, we thank you for Easter, that your promise was a good promise, and that you rose from the dead so that we can live. Help us continue to not be afraid. In Jesus' name, and everybody said, amen. Did you say amen or amen?
Amen.
Yeah. If you're from the South, you say amen.
Amen.